Yeshu Masih ki jai, Yeshu Masih ki jai, Yeshu Masih ki jai, Yeshu Masih ki jai, Yeshu Masih ki jai.
Who is the cry of the barren one? of Jesus, who breaks the curse of the heart of stone. Only the mercy of Jesus, who stops the prison and sets men free. Only the mercy of Jesus, purchasing souls for eternity. Only the mercy.
Thank you. waiting here for you. With our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing hallelujah. Fill us with the water of life that never runs dry.
See you high and low. Open our eyes. Open the eyes of our heart. We want to see who you are. You're seated, enthroned in the praises of your people. Holy, holy you are. You reign with power, reign with majesty, reign with glory, reign with absolute control. Yes. You are faithful. You are loving. We want to see you.
Higher.
filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name, filled with wonder. Behold, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And behold, I am making all things new. For the old has gone and the new has come. I am making everything new. Sometimes it's just good to be silent in His presence and let the Father speak to you. Let him speak to your heart. Some of you haven't heard his voice in a long time because of busyness, and you've just not made time to sit and listen. So he's saying, come, let me speak to you now.
Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to us. Thank you that you are with us here. Yesterday in the evening, while I was worshiping and doing my devotion, and I was reading about Elisha. Elisha, you know, after Elijah, Elisha and his servant. One day, Elisha's servant went early in the morning for a stroll, and he found himself surrounded by enemies all around, and he got afraid. And his servant came back to Elisha that early morning and said, Elisha, we have been surrounded by enemies all around, and they are mighty in number. Elisha said, "Do not worry, for we have been surrounded by angels, thousands on thousands, with chariots of fire." And the servant was baffled, like, "No, I see only enemies here." Elisha prayed, "Lord, open his eyes, open the eyes of my servant that he will see." Instantly, the servant's eyes opened and he saw angels, thousands upon thousands with chariots of fire. His perspective changed. And I want to tell you that you may, in the physical realm, you may be faced or overwhelmed with a lot of problems or anything that is overwhelming you. But God is opening your eyes in the spiritual realm to see what you don't usually see in this physical realm. And just do not be afraid. He is with you. Amen. Is there anybody who resonates with that? Yeah. Can we just, anybody next to them, can you just step aside from your chair and go and pray right now?